Blog Talk Radio.
In our walk.
encourage all those who are walking upright before the Most High and who are trying every day to, you know, to walk this walk, to be the best that they can be. All right. Okay, so let us do our statement of faith. Let us do our statement of faith, and then we will pray in. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of God, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give glory to you, God. We honor you and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. As soon as you are worthy, Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. It is you that is teaching. It is you that leads us. It is you that guides us in our path. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you, Father, and lift you up and magnify your name today. And this is just about as your mission is to have your name. And we can see. Hallelujah. We are blessed today. We glorify you and we lift you up. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let me have the sisters to cover their heads, the brothers to uncover their heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, but we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedness, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. You have said, but if we would repent from our sins and turn from our wicked ways, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us, that you will once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we do acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. And we are repenting from our sins and returning from our wicked ways. And, Father, we ask that our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, now, I pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them the unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and the commandments. I pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you will smile upon this work and that you will give us favor in all that we do. In Jesus Christ, you show how much express your name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Let us go to the book of 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. And we're going to start in verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers, and the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yah out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast of the month of Ethnim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. they broke up the ark of Yah, and they brought up the ark of Yah, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those that the priests and the Levites bring up, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yah unto his place, and into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staffs thereof above. And it drew out the staff, that the ends of the staffs were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the clouds filled the house of Yah, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon. Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. Surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled his saying. Since the day that thou brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And Yah said unto David my father, Whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And Yah has performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yah promised, and have built a house for the name of Yah Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yah, and which he made with his our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yah in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands towards heaven. And he said, Yah Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above or on the earth beneath to keep his covenant and mercy with thy servant and walk before thee with all their hearts, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Therefore now, Yah Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. So will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven of heavens, and heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to supplication. O Yah, my Elohim, to hearken unto thy cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayed before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house, night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and an oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their father. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, And hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servant, and of thy people Israel, which thou teachest them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all the people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do and give to every man according in his ways, whose heart thou knowest, but thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may hear thee all the days that they live in the land, which thou gavest unto our father. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray towards this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yah toward the city which thou hast chosen, for the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive into the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they be carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplications, having thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the sons of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant, unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest of the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. And it was so. When Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto Yah, he arose from before the altar of Yah, and kneeling on his knees, with his hands spread up to the heavens, and he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be Yah, that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. May the Most God of blessings to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, for every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Shalom. Once again, our precept tonight is be encouraged. We walk word of the Most High. And when we are trying to live this life, you know, the Most High knows that it's not easy and that we need to be encouraged to continue in his way. So tonight's precept is be encouraged. Let us start with the book of Lamentations. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. The book of Lamentations, chapter 2. Verse 22 and 23. That doesn't look right. Chapter 3, my bad. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. And it is of Yah's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. It is of Yah's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Yah is my portion and my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. As long as we are walking with the Most High and our faith is in him, we are not without hope. We are not without strength. Because he is strong when we are weak. When we get to the bottom of the barrel and we just feel like we can't go on, or we don't know what to do, or we feel worthless, you know, we're just not good enough. Whatever the case may be, we always know that we look on our Elohim, and it is by his righteousness all we judge and all we say, if we but walk in his ways. So, brothers and sisters, be encouraged that the Elohim that we serve, he is faithful. He is faithful to his word. And as long as we abide in his word, we don't have to worry about anything. Hard times may come, but joy cometh in the morning. Remember, to everything there is a season. So if you're going through right now, remember, it's not going to last forever. It's but a season, a time of passing.
As we are getting into this, I want to remind everyone on Sunday morning that we will be doing, starting to deal with Israel and its our problem, PTSD or PTSS, post-traumatic slave syndrome. And we want to, you know, we want to keep it real because our people need healing. We need healing. We need to, you know, get better. So on Sunday, we will start that process. And I pray that, you know, if you are going through, I want to encourage you to come out, to attend, to participate. You never know what you're going through that somebody else may be going through as well. And this is truly meant to our healing. It was not to be nosy. It's not to, you know, put people's business out there. But, you know, we are a people. We're not any worse than anybody else, but the Most High has sent me that we might heal. This is what he gave me as a ministry long ago. To Israel, gospel to the world, but to the healing of Israel for this last call. Because we are, you know, we're steeped in this world, in the religions of this world, and doing everything but worshiping him the way that he wants. And he wants to heal us. He wants it for our good, to him that can hear. He wants to heal us as his people. And so I want to encourage you, you know, if you are hurting mentally, spiritually, even financially, personally, you know, in whatever way, that you come out and you attend these. Because Yah is going to heal us as a people. Let us go now to the book of Second Corinthians, chapter 4. The book of Second Corinthians, chapter 4, starting in verse 16. Second Corinthians, chapter 4, starting in verse 16. And we're going to get verses 16 through 18. Because we faint not. But through our outward man, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So, amen. When we are going through the day-to-day, and, you know, it seems like we're just getting old, getting wore out, seems like nothing ever changes. The Most High says, don't look on those things. All this stuff is temporary. It's temporal. It's temporary. But look on those things that are eternal, that are forever. When he returns, and when we are resurrected, if he comes back after we go to sleep, then we know that everything is going to be good. No more sickness. No more death. No more hunger. No more cares about the way that this world is doing things. All we got to do is keep our focus on him. He is our strength. He is the one that should be our motivation for doing everything. His promises are sure. And so we want to make sure that we keep our eyes focused on him and don't worry about this temporary stuff. We're the world is fighting with, you know, they're happy that they got this victory with the George Floyd trial. But this world, the world is not the answer for the world. It is the Most High Elohim that's the answer, and especially for his people. Let's go now to the book of 1 John, chapter 15. Book of 1 John, chapter 15, and verse 13. We are called to service. And the Most High says, if we give ourselves our whole, then he's true and just. And he was so faithful that he himself came and said, let me show you what the greatest expression of love is. The greatest expression of love is that a man lay down his life for one of his friends. We are told to serve one another. And when, you know, I pray that you have somebody around that when you are down, that you can go to, that you can pour your heart out to, that you can walk, that will help you walk in the ways of the Most High, that will encourage you, that will remind you that, hey, this is just but a season. Tomorrow will be a better day. We just have to keep our eyes focused on Yah Elohim, our hope and our strength. So Messiah paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. It said, be encouraged, because think about it. Had he not wanted to do that, and had he not done it, where would we be right now? So the fact that he took the time and that he was dedicated to the mission and he stayed until the very end and completed it, laid down his life for us, that we might be encouraged that there is a way out of sin. There is hope for the end. All we have to do is listen to him and do what he says to do. I'm showing you the way. Follow after me. Take up my yoke. For my burden is light. Take up my yoke. And endure to the end. That is our hope. That we endure to the end, he's going to raise us up to a life way more glorious than this one. And I can't wait for Yah Elohim to set his date. I know he hasn't set. But to commence the bring it about. We have a time and a space that Yah is giving to us that we might get right with him, that we might walk upright with him. All right. So we don't want him to have expressed the highest level of love. That a man can express, or a human being can express for another human being, to lay down their life and not be encouraged to walk in his way. You know, if he loved us enough to give up the ghost for us, then surely we can be encouraged to walk the path of righteousness for his name's sake, all because he loved us. Book of Ephesians. Actually, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for Yah thy Elohim, he it is that goeth, that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and courageous. The work that Yah has given to us, the healing of his people, the call of salvation to the world, the establishing of the kingdom, strong in that, and courageous. For Yah will not forsake us. He will not leave us. Hallelujah. He will not forsake us or leave us. All we got to do is put our hand to the plow. Don't look back. Do the work. I will be with you. And I will not forsake you. And be not afraid of them. But be encouraged because you belong to me. You are my child. And I take care of my children. I chastise my children as well, but I take care of my children. So be encouraged and of good courage. Go to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, and verse 10. Isaiah, chapter 41, and verse 10. Thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with right hand, with the right hand of righteousness. Be thou not, fear not, be not dismayed. Be not without hope. Be encouraged. If thou doest well, Yah Elohim wants us to always know and understand that he is our very presence when we are weak. It is he that upholds us. When we are downtrodden, it is he that lifts us up. When we feel like we can't go on, it is him that will lift our spirit. He will send someone to us that will say something to us that lets us know that Yah is still listening to us. He still hears us. And that he has not forsaken us. So let me read that again. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. If we can believe that and hold on to that, that it is Yah that strengthens us. It is Yah that helps us. It is Yah that upholds us. It is Yah that encourages us, sending people into our life by showing us things that, hey, I got you in this. Just don't lose hope, but be encouraged. For it is I, Yah, that do all these things. I am on your side. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. All we have to do is believe and act on that, act in accordance with that, walk in accordance with that. Understand that they are not empty words, but these are promises from the Most High Elohim that I am your very present help, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you see in front of you. Understand that it's temporary. but I'm the one that's going to uphold you in it. I'm the one that's going to see you through it to the end. All right. Let us go to Psalms 27 and verse 12. Now, I actually want to hear this song. I wonder if I have it. I don't have it on here. It's a beautiful song, though. Psalms 27 and 12. Yah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemy is coming against you, whether it's in, you know, at the job, from family, friends, when it is in the heat of battle, if you're out there on the street ministry, if you are testifying to someone, and when it seems like everybody's coming against you, this right here, this verse, and as I said, there's a song with this that I would love to hear it right now. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Yah, my Elohim, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When we count on Yah 100%, then whom shall we fear? What shall we fear? We should already count it that we got the victory because Yah and one of us is a majority. So when there's a group of us, he says one sends a thousand to flight, two 10,000. We have to believe and really, really believe in our heart that Yah Elohim, he is the one that is with us. Our light and our salvation, our strength. Whom shall we fear? Shall it be the government? Shall it be poverty? Shall it be some demon? Yah is my stronghold, the stronghold of my life. Who is able to beat Yah Elohim? The scripture says if Yah be for you, if he be for you, if he's on your side, who can be against you? Don't matter what they think. Yah is able to influence them and make them change in your favor to do what it is his bidding in them to your favor. Who do you fear? That should encourage anyone. We know we pray to the Most High Elohim. We're serving him with all we got. Pray to him daily. We look up to him. We count on him. Then we know that we are blessed. Then we know that we have nothing to fear. At all. Don't matter who it is or what it is. Can go into any battle. This is what surprised Israel when we were talking about Achan taking the accursed thing from Ai. One man sinned, and then the people start dying in battle, and that was not supposed to happen. What do you mean? What do you mean somebody got killed? So it shocked them. Well, we got to understand that if we walk upright with the Most High, that we can walk not in fear of anything. As a body, we want to be the same way. As a group of people, one body, one spirit, one mind. We shall not fear because Yah Elohim is with us. And we're not going to be walking in sin or walking crazy because we don't want him to leave us. Well, we know that. And we believe that. Because what you know, you believe. What you know, people can't change your mind on. What you believe is something else. But what you yourself, each individual knows, I know this. You can't take this from me. You can't tell me different because I know from my experience what happened. People can't change you on that. Your belief, if you just believe something, your mind might be able to be changed on that. You might be able to be moved. Because you just believe it if you don't know it. But if you know that Yah Elohim is with you, comes to visit you in the middle of the night, gives you vision or dreams, answers your prayers, then whom and what are you going to fear but him? So we have to know this. We can't just be believers of it. Because, as I said, what you believe, somebody might be able to convince you otherwise. This is what I believe. Okay. Well, let's talk about that. A little nudge here, a little nudge there. Something, a little to cause a little doubt on what you believe. A convincing argument there. You might change your mind. You might not believe that anymore. Is that what you know? And you know it? It takes almost an act of the Most High to get you to come out of that. It takes something really, really, very important to you to cause you not, you know, to change your mind. Or, you know. So we want to know. We want to be in the know. Yes, I know. Yah Elohim is with me. Yeah, I know he's going to protect me. Yeah, I know you have no power over me except for what he would allow. See, that's what Christ said. You could not do anything except my Father allowed it. You will have no power over me. We got to be of the same mind. You have no power over me except for what Yah Elohim allowed. So we'll be praying for favor all the time. Give us favor in this. For the what? For his glory. Give us favor in what we put our hands to, that you might get the glory. Not for our own self. Let's continue. Be encouraged, because Yah, our God, Yah, our Elohim, he is with us. He is our stronghold. The book of John, chapter 4. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now, this applies to everything but the Most High Elohim. We have to fear him. Anything else? He tells us, don't you fear it. Don't fear no demon. Don't fear no man. Don't fear no situation. Don't walk in fear of anything but him. Now, if you walk not in fear of it, but you walk in love, then shall you be perfected. See, when you walk in love, there's a power in true love that overcomes and stamps out fear. When your child is in trouble, and you know that there's imminent danger. And if it's your child, you put yourself in harm's way for the love of your child. And that love overcomes that fear. And when we truly love, then we're looking at people, we're looking at life, we're looking at situations, and we're looking for the good that can come out of it. So your child may not be walking right. Your friend may not be walking right. But if you love them, it's just like in an argument, in the heat of battle, in an argument with someone. If you beat them to death with love, it's hard to fight against love. And they might argue and tussle with you, but sooner or later they're going to see that you're doing it out of what? Love. And it's just hard to fight against that. It's hard to argue when you know somebody is telling you truth because they love you. When they're trying to stop you from doing something wrong because they honestly love you. Let me take your car keys from you. I don't want you to drive drunk. Why? Because I don't want you getting hurt. I truly don't want to see you get hurt. Why? Because I love you. I love you as my brother. I love you as my sister. I love you as my spouse. I just love you. So please don't drive. Or, you know, those cigarettes really are killing you. And I know you don't want to hear it, but I want you to stop because I love you. And I don't want to see you suffering later because you wouldn't stop. You just have to love them through it. And sometimes that can be the hardest thing to do. Nevertheless, it is what we are called to do. Not say that we walk perfect, and I can't say I walk perfect in it all the time, because I don't. But we are called to love people through their hurt, through their pain. Be encouraged. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I, you know, can't say this enough. Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. Chapter 8 and verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If Elohim be for us, who can be against us? When we walk in the belief and the understanding, we know, I don't want to say belief, but we know in our heart that Yah Elohim is with us. How can we fear anything? How can something come up, a situation, anything come up that we have any type of fear? Because we have to know that he's with us. The scriptures tell us this over and over and over again. If we know that Yah Elohim is with us, who can be against us? See, the Most High will do somebody like he did Pharaoh. You don't want to help my people? Then whatever you have, I'm going to give it to my people. I'm going to harden your heart that I might take it from you and give it to them. The scripture says that the wealth of the righteous, the wealth of the unrighteous is laid up for the righteous. Most times they got it. But guess what? They got it because they got it from the God of this world. If the God of this world, I'm over him. So if he gives it to someone because they're doing unrighteousness, I'll take it from them and give it to you because you're doing righteousness. And so we don't have to fear anything. We have to know that he is with us in everything. We should be encouraged to know that, you know what? The creator of the universe, he's with me. There is nothing that can come against me that he can't handle and won't handle. As long as I'm that obedient child, his faithful servant, I don't have nothing to be afraid of. This is what he was showing Israel the entire time. Do well, walk upright in my statutes, my laws, and my commandments. And none of y'all, when y'all go into battle, will die. None of you. But if you don't walk in them, I'm going to leave, and then what's going to happen is going to happen. I don't know how we couldn't be encouraged to just know, hey, if I walk upright before Yah Elohim, I don't have to fear anything or anyone. I don't have to fear any situation. No matter what the situation looks like, Yah Elohim is going to always work it out to my good, always. We as a people, God says, hey, you go into the land, guess what? Those people that there may be many of them, guess what I'm going to do? The land is yours, but guess what? Let me send these hornets in there first. And these hornets got orders. You be persistent. You drive the people out of their houses, and then you drive them out of the land before my people. And then if there be any stubborn ones, then I will deliver them into the hands of my own people. But Yah Elohim, who controls nature, who controls the weather and the animals, that's why when we read in Revelation, he said, hey, I'm going to stuff out of this deep pit. I'm going to send some stuff out of the bottomless pit that for 6 months is going to torment men. It ain't going to touch none of you. None of my people are these things going to touch. They're going to be all over the place, like ants all over the land, but they ain't going to touch you. They're only going to touch the unrighteous people, the ones that are not on my side. And he uses nature like that. He says, now, in any situation that you're in, I may not send any locusts or hornets in. I may choose to deal with this particular man's or woman's heart. And where they were against you, for some unknown reason, they are now for you. They're going to make a judgment that's in your favor. Because I go before you, and I move the enemies out of the way. So we just have to believe this. We have to, no, I keep saying that word, aren't it? We just have to know this. And I really want us to get to that place where we know. We're not acting out of, because the scripture says, he that believeth, okay? He that believeth. But then when we look at the scriptures about people who their belief is beyond just belief. They know. They can't be moved. So we want to get to that place of knowing so that we can walk in that light, in that steadfastness, that surety. That Yah is with us. beyond a doubt, no matter what you put your hands to, Yah will bless it and give you favor. I know in Arizona, the land, especially the wild land, has some wild things on it. Seriously, some wild things, like scorpions and rattlesnakes. Some other critters that I can't even think of their names now, like black widows. You can get bit by a black widow only once in your life. But Yah Elohim is able to make them move. He's able to order them off the land. This land is now dedicated to my people. I remember when I first came to Arizona and I was living in base housing. And it just seemed like the house was infested with black widows. Now, I wasn't talking about little black widows either. And I'm so thankful that Yah protected not just me, but my family. I had small children at that time. And these black widows, as I said, you know, they would be behind like the bathroom door, but they could have crawled up into any place. And then, you know, I killed a couple, and then there were no more. But my neighbors had them. And it's like, yeah, I just said, okay, now you see the danger. You didn't ask me to remove it, so now I'm going to remove it. And we didn't have black widows in the house. It's like they just wouldn't come in anymore. But the neighbors would be complaining, hey, these black widows, man, they're all up into everything. I said, I thank the Most High. I ain't got them in my house now. Because, you know, people get bit by one of these things, and they go on a, it's like they make it a vendetta, for lack of a better word, that they hunt these things. They wake up every night and they go hunting these things after they've been bit once because it's so painful. And they know they can't get bit again because, you know, the venom doesn't leave your system. So they give you a venom of another black widow spider to counteract the bite of another black widow, but all of that poison is still in you. So you get bit again, then it's enough to kill you. But Yah is good. And so I know whatever land that he puts in front of me to say, hey, get this, that he's going to bless it. And anything there that should not be there, he's going to start heading out. I believe that. I know that. I know that. Because Yah Elohim, he says he would protect me. So I don't worry about that. But I know that those things are out there. When we moved into this house, we had crickets real bad. Now, crickets, you know, they're not harmful. But the crickets are a prey species. Everything else, you know, they eat some things, but everything else out there, most bugs eat them. And we had some spiders here. When I used to see them out on the ground, you know, they were little. But one got into the house, and it was feeding on these crickets. And this thing got so big. And I didn't even know that it was in the house until, you know, we were going to have Stanley Steamers come by and clean the carpet at the time we had carpet. And I moved the couch so that the man could, you know, clean behind it. And this huge spider, I'm talking about huge. And I didn't know a spider could be that heavy. Because when I had a vacuum that had a long hose on it, and when I sucked this thing up in the vacuum and it hit, you know, the part of the hose that I was holding, I could feel the weight of this thing. This thing was heavy. I didn't even think a spider could get heavy like that. But this thing, he was eating good. And after that day, I prayed to the Most. I said, hey, don't let any more of these things get in the house. You know, I don't think of all animals as being dangerous, all insects as being dangerous. But when they get like that, grandchildren running around, God, pray to the Most High, hey, can you keep these things out? He has control over them. He's the one that orders them. So he says, when that tribulation comes, I'm going to be using my insects. And they're going to be putting some hurt on some people. But they going to kill them. We'll make them wish they were dead, but they going to kill them. So we got to know that if he's for us, nothing in nature, not even a tornado, not a storm, it'll come, but it won't be to your hurt. It'll go, you know, be like, how did that miss you? Don't say luck. Don't say luck. Give the glory to the Most High Elohim. And watch him continue to work on your behalf. Let's continue here. Go to Romans chapter 15. This really, I probably should save this for last, but I'm going to say it now. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The book of Romans, chapter 15, and verse 13. Now the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. If we know, and he said if you just believe, that he is with you, that he is keeping you, that you should have all joy. Because whatever you're going through, it's meant to teach you something. If you're going through it, then you should just ask, Yah, what does this mean? What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to tell me? Am I going down the wrong direction? Am I headed in the wrong way, and that's why this is coming? It's to turn me, it's to make my ears perk up so that I can hear or see what you're trying to show or tell me, that I may move in a different direction. Maybe I'm not listening in the way that you want me to listen. But however it is, do it with what? Joy. Understanding that if you really, really know you belong to him and something comes like that, probably need to pay attention. Maybe I heard something the wrong way. Or maybe Yah wants to see. He has allowed the enemy to come to see what I might do. Like my servant Job. Have you considered him? They're only serving you because you're blessing them. Bring them some hard times and see if they don't curse you. Bring them some hard times and see if they don't turn their back. Bring them some hard times and see if they won't run back into the world. This is what the deal was with Job. Job was upright, sacrificed for his children, that if they might sin, that the Most High would forgive them. Doing everything that the Most High wanted in a person. Even to the point that the Most High said, have you considered my servant, Job? He's a good man. And then Satan wanted to say, oh, he's only good because you bless him. You always bless him. He got favor. But if you don't give him favor, let's see what he does. When the Most High is blessing you, and when he gives you favor, don't think that when a trial comes, it's because you did something wrong. Don't think that when adversity comes, it's because you've done something wrong. It could just be, have you considered my servant? X. and saying, let me go see just how strong their faith is, just how much they love you, that even if times are bad, will they still love you the same way? Because it's easy. Then you got no worries. It's easy when you are blessed. It's easier to serve. That's just a fact. If you know who's blessing you, it's easy to do good. But as soon as adversity comes, then we want to start questioning. Did I do something wrong? Did y'all leave me? Is something going wrong in my family? Somebody doing something there? If we have to check those things, but the truth of the matter is, we can't find nothing, then maybe it's just coming to see. If you're going to take it with joy. Oh, I see, Father. And I'm going to learn whatever it is that you got for me to learn out of it. And I won't complain. I'm going to serve you no matter what with joy. Even when it looks like you might be mad at me because you allowed this thing to come on me. But then I remember your servant, Job. And I know that this is coming because of my walk. And Satan wants to see. And you're allowing Satan to sort of test me. Will I stay faithful? Be encouraged, because if that comes and you know you're doing all that you know to do and you're walking upright and then this comes, then know that you're doing the right thing. Trust me, when it's over with, that won't come again. But he's saying, hey, do it with joy. Because that was the problem with Job. He didn't do it with joy. Only problem he had, he didn't do it with joy. But we can learn from him and learn from these verses. Do it with joy. Understand that it's coming for a reason. Verse 13 again. Now the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 31. Psalms, chapter 31. Be encouraged. Be ye encouraged and filled with hope. Psalms 31 and verse 24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for Yah. Don't ever become dismayed, downtrodden, without hope, because you think that the Most High is taking his time about coming, or he might be taking his time about answering your prayer, whatever the case may be. Be lifted up. Understand that Yah Elohim will never forsake you. He will never let you down. What you might think you need is only a want. So you think he's not answering your prayer on a thing. Or he said no. Not for you. That's not for you. That's a no to you on that. But you let my sister, a no to you. You and her aren't the same. I give you that, and you end up in the lake because you weren't strong enough to actually receive that. So the answer for you is no. Don't get discouraged. It's for your good. Don't lose hope. Why are you doing it for them? We all have need of different blessings. And we all are influenced by different things. See, if you're not a crackhead, You can't be tempted with, and the Most High can put all the crack, let Satan put all the crack in front of you that Satan wanted to. Not going to affect you one single bit because you don't do crack. But if you put that in front of somebody else and allow Satan to come and bring that particular temptation with somebody else, they may not be strong enough to withhold it, to withstand it. Because that spirit was there. And maybe they were delivered from it, but enough pressure, too much pressure busts any pipe. And the Most High says, I will not put on you more than you can what? Bear. I know that too much pressure will bust any pipe. So I'm not going to put anything on you that you can't bear, that there's no escape for you. And so you should know that in every situation, if there's a temptation there that you know, you ought not be going down that road. You should know, also know that the Most High says, I will not put anything on you that you can't bear. So there is a way out of this. Just look for it. Right now you got tunnel vision. You see the problem in front of you. And that's all you see. You don't see a way out. You see the temptation. And the Most High says, but I've made a way out. All you got to do is look for it, because I understand too much pressure will bust any pipe. I won't put any temp on you greater than you're able to bear. So when we find ourselves in that, again, know that, be encouraged that there is a way out. You just got to know, oh, wait a minute. I'm going through this, and I don't want to be going through this because it's not anything that I want. It's not anything that is going to help me. Then there's another way out of this. I just don't see it yet. Yah Elohim, please open my eyes. Let me see this for what it is. And let me see the way out. I don't care if it's with your bill. I don't care if it's with a relationship. I don't care if it is whatever it is. If we are walking righteous, and we, you know, and the Most I know that our heart is to do the right thing, and this thing has come, and we're like, okay, well, I'm supposed to learn out of this. Well, I see what it is, but what's my way out of this? Then Elohim opens your eyes. He said, oh, all I got to do is do this. All I got to do is not do this. Because it looked like it was telling me to do that, but if I did that, then these other things were going to come. Whatever it is, the Most High will show you. You should be encouraged by that. He's not going to let you fall if you stay focused on him. Yeah, this thing right here. You know, because even when we come to the Most High and when he fills us with his Ruach, that don't mean that you can't be tempted. See, a lot of people want to say, oh, you full of the Holy Ghost, you can't be tempted. That is not the truth. Look at Messiah himself. Full of the Ruach HaKodesh. In him dwelled the Ruach HaKodesh bodily. That means that in the fullness of it. And yet was he tempted at all points, but did not sin. So it's not going to be that you can't be tempted when you get the Ruach. You got to know to count on the Ruach that you don't sin. So a lot of people believe that, hey, you're going to be tempted. That nature leaves you. It doesn't leave. soon as you think you're through with something, I'm past that. Let's see. Let me put something in front of you that it's just so tempting. Because you said you were through. The adversary knows. Let me do my job. Let me go find that buff brother with the teeth just the way you like, or the eyes just the way you like, or the muscles just the way you like. Or let me go find that sister that shaped just exactly how you like, talks how you like. Seems like she's going to be amenable. She's going to be willing. You see if you're going to say yes, but are you really, really over that? And really what it comes down to, have you learned to fear me, that if you do this thing, what's going to happen? And we should be encouraged in these things because he's given us a tool. He's even telling us the ways of the adversary. This is how your enemy acts. This is how he comes at you. Let me give you the test with the answers on it. And if you still fail that, oh well. Because this is what he's doing. So I'm giving you all the answers. I'm telling you the devices of the enemy. Now go take the test and pass. Choose life. Pass. You can do it. I can hear him now saying it. You can do it. I've given you the test and I've given you the answer. Oh, wait a minute. You don't like multiple choice because you don't know which one to choose? But I've given you the answers. So take the test. Pass it with flying colors. Believe what is written. You know, here's another one that amazes me. We all read this book. We all know what the end is. He tells us what the end is. This is the end. This is what's going to happen. And this is who's going to win. And then people still choose the wrong side. That's like having the video of a game. Okay, let's say it's Super Bowl 1970. And this is past. And this is recorded. And somebody come up and they want to bet you on this game. They haven't seen it, but they still want to bet you on it. And you've seen the game and you know who wins. And you still choose the losing team. How does that work? I'm going to give you all the answers. You know ahead of time. This side loses. You know ahead of time. This side wins. Now, the Most High says, now, instead of you just making a choice of and knowing who wins and who loses, now you got to make the choices to end up on the winning side. I'm telling you what side going to win. But you got some choices to make. And I'm telling you the tricks of the adversary. And I'm encouraging you that, hey, if you just count on me, you can't go wrong. I'm the winning side. Pick me every time. Pick me every time and you'll win. How do we end up picking the devil? So it just kind of amazes me, you know, over time, that Yah Elohim is putting everything in this book to encourage us to do the right thing, to pick the right side. That we can end up in the kingdom, in paradise, is I'm telling you to end from the beginning. I'm telling you to end from the beginning. Now choose life and do it with joy. You ought to know already, if I do these things, I'm on the winning side. I can't go wrong. It, you know, that's like having the number to a lottery ticket. Yeah, that's like having the numbers to a lottery ticket, and then somebody convince you that it's the losing ticket. But you heard the numbers called out. You know it's the winning ticket. But somehow, between the time that you learned that you won and the time that you cashed the ticket in, somebody convinced you that it wasn't the winning ticket. And that's what Satan does. Convinces people that they bought the wrong ticket. You didn't get the winning ticket. You don't know the end. You can't be certain. Now, you know what? Thank you, Most High. Somebody told me that I could not know that I am saved. And I said, what do you mean? What is wrong with you? It says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I said, and? How does that make me not be able to know that I am saved? He said, there's no way for you to know that. I said, that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says that I can know through my faith that what Yah has promised, he will do. So if I walk in that, you can't tell me that I'm not saved. Because I'm going to walk in the understanding and in the faith that as long as I keep doing and I have this understanding, doing what he says to do, I am saved. His word is good. But then to know that his promises are sure and that we walk in them, that alone is enough to say, you know what? I know I'm not going to deviate. I have learned my lesson, and I'm not deviating. There's nothing you can say to me that was going to convince me that I ought to go down a different path. Because I am encouraged by the word of the Most High that his promise is good, told me the end from the beginning. And I have chosen his side. Therefore, because he has told me the end from the beginning, and I know that I have chosen his side, and I'm committed. There ain't no doubt. There ain't a chance that I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna be wrong because I'm committed to this decision. Told me the end from the beginning. How are you gonna sell me a wolf ticket and tell me and try to put the doubt in me that I can't know that I'm saved? If I know I'm committed. If I know wild horses couldn't drag me from this, if I know that nothing Satan can say or do will change my mind about the Most High Elohim, but with joy, bring it on, because I already know the end. And if I know the end and he's revealed the end, I don't have to guess what the end is. This is the winning side. I am committed to the winning side. And committed to the point that if it is wrong, then I'm just going to be wrong. But I know it's not wrong. But even if it was, I'm just telling you, there is nothing that could change my mind concerning this. Because he has said, I told you the end of everything from the beginning. I gave you the secret. So what can somebody say to me to discourage me from that? They can't. I am just more encouraged. Because I'm looking like, how in the world can you know the end of a game? The end of a story. You go buy a book and you read the end of the book. And you know what the end of the story is, and then somebody asks you about it, and you still get it wrong. That is what the world is doing. But from that standpoint, because there's a scripture that says that we can know that we are saved, and I pulled that scripture out. But then even from this standpoint, how can we know the end of the game, the end of the story, and still choose the wrong side? Ask yourself that. If you got any doubt, be encouraged that the Most High said, you know what? Who can do this thing? Who can tell you the end from the beginning? Tell them to come forward. This is what he said in Isaiah. I see it now. Tell them to come forward and tell you. Tell them to come forward and tell you what the end, what your end is. Because I'm telling you what your end is. Tell them to come forward and tell you what the end of history is, because I'm telling you what the end of history is. Tell them to come forward. Because there's no one that can do this but him. And so we ought to be encouraged with that. We ought to be strengthened by that. That I told you the end of the story from the beginning. I told you what side to choose. I told you how to be a great player on this team. And then you still get it wrong? After I've told you ahead of time? So we as his people ought to be encouraged that the Elohim that we serve, he says, I don't want you to have to get. I don't want you to have to wonder. I have told you the end from the beginning. From the very beginning, this is what I want. This is where the way things are going to end up. So don't get it wrong. With everything you do, whatever you go through to stay on this team, be encouraged. Do it with joy. Because you know the end already. And don't let somebody come up and convince you otherwise. It could be this. It could be that. No, I told you in plain English. A language you can understand. If you're German, I told you in German. I had it written in German. Or if you're Spanish, I had it written in Spanish. Or if you're from any other countries in Africa, I had it written in those languages. If you're Latin, I told you the end from the beginning. So don't. If you don't ever doubt that, then you cannot get it wrong. Now, you can choose to do otherwise, and you can choose to be on the wrong team. Because I'm not going to take that choice from you. As I said, the Most High has given us the test with the answers. How do you have the test with the answers and get it wrong? Fail the test. I need to make a precept out of this one. Thank you, Most High. Yeah, we need to have a precept out of this. Out of this one little topic. How do you fail the test for which you have the answers? think I might make one out of that. Because that is exactly what he's done. And we ought to be encouraged that, wow, he says, I'm giving you everything you need to make it into my kingdom. I'm even telling you what the end is. No matter what your path, this is the end. If you stay with me, be encouraged that the Most High Elohim does not want, he would that we all were saved. So it has to be, it has to be kind of confusing when you, if you can see it from that light, that he has shown us the end of all things. He said, this is it. This is how everything going to end up at. And these are who, this is the people who are going to end up this way. And this is how they behave. These are the acts that they do. Here's the answer to everything. Now choose the right side. And then no matter what you go through, no matter what life this life throws in front of you, if you are doing the things that I told you to do, you already know the end. You don't even have to guess it. You don't have to wonder about it. If you know that Yah Elohim's word is good, that he don't fail, that he's not going to tempt you beyond measure, that he's not going to put so much pressure on you that you burst, then you ought to be encouraged to walk in this thing with your whole heart in the fullness. In the fullness of the gospel, believing every word, knowing that the end is already written. The Most High has already spoken the end. Remember his word. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 58. I believe it's 58. Might be 50. Give me 1 second to verify that. Okay, hold on. No, it's got to be 50 or maybe 40. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 40. No, it's not. My bad. Give me a hot second. Good grief. Let's see. And let me go to this book. Isaiah chapter 55. My bad. And I say this, I wanted to take us here because we need to know how the Most High, how he says his word works. And because he has already spoken the end from the beginning, let's read this. We're going to read this from the understanding or from the position that the Most High has already spoken the end from the beginning. Okay, Isaiah chapter 55. Let's start in verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations shall, that know not thee shall run unto thee because of thy Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye Yah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yah, and let him have, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it to bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing thereto I sent it. So, we want to concentrate on verse 11, because he's giving an example of how his word works, but he's saying straight out, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. I declare the end from the beginning. I spoke it. The word went out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it, my word. So when the Most High has already spoken this thing, it cannot return void, and it cannot happen any way other than what he says. It cannot end any other way, because the word was already spoken, and his word is going to go about to accomplish that which he pleased, what he sent it to. So even though we haven't seen the end yet ourselves, because we are in time, the end has already happened. We just haven't caught up to it yet. But the Most High is already there, because he's not in time. He says, my word accomplished what I sent it out to do. We are still in that time frame where his word is still working. We're in that movie. And the Most I know is the end of the movie, because he wrote the play. And you and I are just characters in the movie. He can fast forward. He can rewind. He can talk to you when you're 2. Talk to you when you're 30. Talk to you when you're 60. At the same time. Because he's not in time. And then he forwards to the end. And so I know the end of all things. I wrote the end from the beginning. And then I told my word go about to do to accomplish what I wrote. And because we don't see the end yet, we might be doubtful. But we have to trust. We have to know that the word of the Most High will not fail him. So when he spoke it, when he spoke the end from the beginning, the end has to happen that way. My word won't fail. So when you know the end of the story, when you know how it all ends, because the Most High said is going to end that way, how can you not be encouraged that you know the end? And you kind of get in the cheap I know the end. I am convicted. I believe the Most High. And there's nothing that could change my mind because I believe what he said. So I know that the end of all things is this, as he has written it, as he has had it written, but more so, as he has spoken it. You and I ought to be very encouraged that he even allows us to see it, to believe it, and to understand and have the faith in him that his word will not return unto him void. Therefore, I cannot lose if I choose the Most High Elohim. Cannot lose. With that being said, let us bow our heads. Father Yah. Father, we don't always walk according to your ways. And it puts doubt and fear within us. Sometimes it even makes us feel like we are not worthy, that we should not even be considered for salvation. Father, but you said that you put a plan in place and you spoke salvation before the foundations of the world when you said that the Lamb would be slain before the foundations of the world. For the redemption of our sins. And Father, we know that he came and he did these things. And he died for our sins. And then you told us the end of all things. He said, if you choose me, this is your end. Because this end is going to happen, and it just depends upon what side we are on. And if we choose you, then we cannot go wrong. So, Father, we are encouraged this evening that you have even allowed us to see the simplicity of your word. That if we just trust in you, the end is already written. And no matter what's in front of us, if we stay focused on you, the end is already written. And our end is written. So, Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. For truly, you are worthy. There is none like you, Elohim, who is able to tell the end from the beginning and to make it happen. Only you can do this thing. And our faith is in you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters, that you serve the Most High Elohim, and that you have a cheat sheet. You know the end. Our Elohim cannot fail. His word will not return unto him void. And as he has told us to go out and to establish his kingdom in the earth, that we should be able to take joy and be encouraged that we are walking in his will. We are walking in his word. And that he is on our side. With that, may the Most High bless you. May he encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. On tomorrow morning, Brother Isaiah will be bringing a precept. Let me see if I can pull this up. How not to approach a situation. How not to approach a situation. He's coming from the book of Job.
So I pray that you join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Brother Isaiah will be bringing the precepts how not to approach a situation. I pray that you be encouraged. You have the answers to the test. You have the end. You know who wins the game. Be encouraged and walk in that knowledge. Shalom.
Without you, there's no me. I need a hand.